Do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord.
All right, we are going to be doing it good here on this first Friday afternoon. Welcome to Express Yourself, where creativity and conversation collide. And this week, we have a whole hour focused on summer music and festivals. Today, we talk with Craig Ferguson, producer of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, Rob Miller of Pickin Productions, who provides great music up and down the Western Slope, and then Josh Berman and I will talk Palisade Bluegrass and Roots Festival, which, full disclosure, I am one of the producers. I'm your host, Amy Kimberly, missing co-host Brian Colley, who's gearing up for Carbondale Art's big First Fridays and an opening over there at the launch pad. But we have a fun show lined up, so don't touch that dial.
I left my captain in a salty grave. He's gone, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire. He's gone, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire. How many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have my head? How many of you just to live your life? Wishing you were me, boys. Wishing you were me. Wishing you were me, boys. I bet you're wishing you were me.
Hello, Rob. Are you there?
Hey, Amy.
Yay.
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Good. I was just playing a little music of Big Richard, who I see you have coming over there to Paonia soon.
We do. We do. To the old Paradise Theater. So are we live on the air?
We are now live on the air. I had a few technical difficulties. So first, let me introduce you to everybody. I am talking to Rob Miller. He is the producer, owner of Pickin Productions. You produce shows throughout Western Colorado, including Big Bees, The Sherbino, Blue Sage, Paradise Theaters, Ridgeway, Paonia Summer of Music, U-Ray. I mean, what aren't you booking?
Well, okay. I definitely Western Colorado. So Western Colorado is the best, right?
Yeah.
It is the greatest. And as I like to look at Western Colorado, you know, it starts up there in the Roaring Fork, goes right through the North Fork, all the way down through Ridgeway, Norwood, Telluride, and then on the flanks we have Crested Butte, and I even throw in Moab, Utah there.
Wow.
So don't you think that's how we see our neighborhood?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm lucky. I feel really lucky to work inside of this beautiful neighborhood. And I will say that I'm working the public house in Crested Butte. I'm working for the Moab Folk Festival with Cassie out there to do her summer series in Moab. And my new gig I'm really excited about is the Sherbino Theater in Ridgeway, and I've been there for about 6 months. So, which is really nice because, you know, I'm able to send bands from the north to the south. So, for instance, Big Richard, who you mentioned, we got coming up at the Paradise Theater, and then they're playing the Sherbino the next night. I'm doing the same with High Step Society, who we just announced will be playing in June at the Paradise.
Yay.
At the Paradise and also at the Sherbino.
Wow.
So that's kind of an overview.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, I mean, you have some great spring music coming up. But, man, we just want a little taste of what you got coming up this summer. I mean, are there any hints?
Well, you know as well as I do that I can only say so much.
Okay.
But what I can say that, you know, you mentioned Big B's. So it's Big B's Delicious Orchards in Paonia, officially Hotchkiss, but right on the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got, you know, last year we did the Wood Brothers. We're still working on the big show where mm-hmm. we roll in a stage to the field. But in the meantime, the whole season kicks off the first weekend in May.
Wow.
And that's with our annual Hestival.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we've got John Craigie, which we're really
nice.
Excited about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Have you seen him perform, Amy?
I have not, but you were telling me how amazing he is.
I'm a big fan.
I'm
a really big fan of his. And he's got the Koffis Brothers behind him this year. So we got the Koffis Brothers with John. And then the night before, we've got Jeremy Garrett Band from, you know, Jeremy's from the String Dusters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bringing along Kyle Tuttle, the phenomenal banjo player.
Yeah.
He's played your Palisades stage, I believe, before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's Hestival coming up in May. And then at the end of May, we've got our, I don't know what we're probably going into about the ninth year of our Memorial Day weekend Folk and Roots Rendezvous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've got our mutual friend Sweet Jessup playing that one.
Yay.
From Carbondale.
Yay. Oh,
yeah.
Rob, you make me so happy.
And
who else?
Let's see. We got Broken Compass Bluegrass, who's this really cool, hot, young bluegrass mm-hmm. band from California. We got a contra dance. And that's going to be hosted by our locals, Hard Pressed and Called by our favorite caller in the whole world, Andrea Early. She's so good.
Oh,
she's my
gosh.
Favorite caller.
Wow.
And that's an outdoor contra dance. It's just a blast. That whole Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's one of those bluegrass festivals that, you know, there's great music going up on stage all weekend and, but there's always half the people back in the campground just picking bluegrass too. So it's a ball.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to get over there for a little bit of it this year.
You know, that'd be a really nice. It'd be a nice weekend to visit.
Yeah. And then and so then you start Friday and Saturday nights at Big B's after that, or?
Yes. And I was really excited just as before you called, I confirmed something about Fridays. So we do Friday nights we grab national touring bands throughout the summer, all the way from May into October. And the bands normally start around 7:30. And I just confirmed, and this is kind of cool, is we've got a local guy, Dave, who does some vinyl DJing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a live vinyl DJ every night from 6 to 8, and we're putting the bands on at 8 o'clock this year.
Oh, what fun. That's a total KD&K listener audience love right there.
I love it. Well, you know, we were in New Orleans for one of those conferences about a month ago, and we were at one of the coolest clubs I've ever been to, the Maple Leaf Bar in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a vinyl DJ that was rocking just as hard as the bands. And we were like, you know, I want that. And mm-hmm. so we just set that up. So, yeah, that's Fridays. And then Saturdays is an opportunity for us to showcase the best of the regional and local bands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been growing every year. We focused on our Friday night series for years, and that's just, it's huge now. It's every Friday night. The campgrounds are full and it's free, and people are just getting down. But we've been building this Saturday, and Saturday's become a really sweet scene too. A little bit less busy than Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of fun too. So yeah, Big B's is definitely, it's in a really good place right now. It's a ball.
So when will you be announcing? I mean, you also put on the Paonia and Ridgeway Summer of Musics, correct?
Yeah. So, all of the announcements will happen probably in about a month, Amy.
Okay.
And so you can keep your eye on pickinproductions.com, and that's where I'll put all that info up, and of course all of our socials. But I was thinking about it. I always try to give you guys a little bit of sneak peeks, and I mean, I'll just say for the Friday series, you know, we usually for the Friday Big B's Delicious series, we usually started out with kind of the best of the front range and Salt Lake and all that. So we're we're going to bring in bands like the Hip Snacks and Squirve, and bringing in the Yoppers. They have a new album out.
Oh, love the Yoppers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a couple I can mention on the bookends in the beginning of the season. We're going to bring Shelby Means in. Mm. She's from Molly Tuttle's band, mm-hmm. great high-end bluegrass, and then closing the season with Daryl Scott at some point out there, too.
Oh, so. How fabulous. I should come over and see Daryl. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well,
as you mentioned, Ridgeway is in July, and that's our big summer series, and then that spills over into August, where in Paoni we have our big series. It sounds confusing when I say all these things. Am I making sense here?
You do. I mean, I think that the best thing people can do is go to pickemproductions.com. Is that the?
Yeah.
Yeah, and really be the first to find out, because you'll post there, I would imagine.
I do. We do, yeah.
And there are some great shows just coming up this spring. So real quick, you got one tonight, don't you?
Well, I do. We've got Tommy Castro tonight at the Sherboneau in Ridgeway, and we are sold out for that one. You never know. Wow. You know, there might be tickets at the store. What else we got? Yeah, I mean, we got so much going on at the Sherboneau. That's a really fun venue for me to work with, because there's just so much community support together mm-hmm. with this really great team I'm working with over there. Mm-hmm. And I've only been there for like 6 months, but we sold almost every show out that we've done. And it also enables me to do little discoveries. Like we haven't announced this yet, but in May I'm going to bring this woman who I'm a big fan of. Her name is Chloe Kimes. Mm-hmm. And Chloe is from Michigan, a new kind of songwriter, but she's kind of, I'd say she's like in the Lindsay Lou vein. She's from Michigan, like those.
Well, that explains it. She's from Michigan.
Yeah, I know. They're so good up there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's great. So I imagine you are in Ridgeway as we speak.
No, I'm on my way. I'm actually pulled over. I'm in Montrose right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then who else you got coming real quick before we depart?
Well, the big ones closest to Carbondale, are the ones I mentioned, Big Richard and High Step Society. And then coming right up around the corner is Festival. You know, those are really the ones, you know, and everything else in Ridgeway is on the Sherboneau. I can't remember right now, but we've got some great shows coming up at the Sherboneau too. Okay. But that's about it, Amy. And I'm such a big fan of what's going on over there. Kendall, I think, is doing such a good job at Taka over there. Mm-hmm. And of course, you and Josh over at Palisade, and Amy, Allie with Mountain Fair.
Yeah.
You know, I love the relationships that we all have, all the presenters and the buyers. We're all pretty tight out here, and it's great to be working with y'all.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Have fun tonight, okay? And remember, everybody, keep checking pickinproductions.com and be the first to know what is happening. Maybe we'll talk to you in a month.
That sounds great. Give me another call. Thanks, Amy.
All right, Rob. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, okay. Success. Now we're going to go see if we can get Craig Ferguson on the phone. But in the meantime, I think I will play. I didn't really have any music because Rob's been keeping it close to his vest. But I am going to play Andy Frasco and the UN. They are coming to Palisade on they are the Saturday night band, so that'll be the 6th of June. This guy, you won't be able to tell from the song, but he puts on just the craziest show. The energy that comes off that stage is exceptional. So here you go. Change of pace. We might all be feeling this right now.
Well, I've always been a runner from town to town. Trailing that sunrise, drugged up and down. Trying to find a red star in a valley. Looking for a good way to
keep on smiling. I'm looking for a change of pace. Then I'll be on my way. Let's start a movement without a purpose for a change of pace.
inside you. Thought your life was behind you. The time has come to go with the motion. Slowly emotion flows like an ocean within your heart. It's hard to play the part. Just meet me in the dark. This can be the start of something new. Dance in the desert. Forget the weather. Ain't nothing better than being you. Used to think you'd never lose yourself forever. Ain't nothing better than dance in the desert.
That is a little Daniel Donato for you. And before that, we had some Andy Frasco. And I think we got Josh Berman on the phone.
You do. Ah. You don't need to think. I am here.
That is awesome. Well, how was the skiing today?
It was poor visibility, really cold, wet, heavy snow. One of the best days of the year.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Well, for our listening audience, Palisade Bluegrass and Roots Festival is June 5th to 7th and is located in Riverbend Park along the banks of the mighty, whatever's left of it, Colorado River. And Josh Berman is the owner and creative mind behind Mountain Groove Productions. And myself, a.k.a. Kimberly Productions, we co-produced the event along with the town of Palisade, and it's great that we can talk, Josh. It's so fun to talk about the festival.
Very much so. I agree. I'm really, you know, talking about the melt. We did get a considerable amount of snow, and you were telling me about this new put-in in Palisade, which I can't wait to see. I'm very excited to see what that looks like. But yeah, I'm really, really pumped about our festival this year. We got a wonderful, wonderful lineup. Really great mix of talent, and really excited about it.
Yeah. So I am too. And I tried to stop the other night to check out their progress on the new put-in, which has just lots of lounging area, kind of beachy areas. But it was too dark. It was too dark when I got there, so I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'll be back there soon. So let's talk about this lineup. I just played two of the headliners, Daniel Donato, Dance in the Desert. I really like that song because we can all relate to that around here in Colorado. And Change of Pace, which is one of my favorite Andy Frasco songs. But yeah, give us what you're excited about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, the headliners are always the big draw. You know, getting cosmic with Daniel Donato, having fun with Andy Frasco, you know, getting down with Chinee Ribs. That's all really great. I mean, that's the big draw. But it's some of the other bands that really excite me.
Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah,
I agree. I mean, like Magoo. I think they're just, you know, really good jam bluegrass band right now. The Slow Can Ramblers, really good traditional bluegrass. Chaparral just brings a great country twist. Boot Juice is, you know, Boot Juice likes to model themselves after one of our headliners from last year, the California Honey Drops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Handmade Moments.
Handmade Moments, a favorite around,
you know,
here, yeah.
They're, you know, turn-ons. You know, looking forward to them. You know, Southern Avenue, you know, I have not actually seen them live yet. Can't wait to see them. Sun Jr., which not many people have really been exposed to them yet throughout the state of Colorado, unless you live in Boulder.
Right. So tell us people about Sun Jr., because it's hard to find much about them.
Well, that's an interesting thing about them, is that they have been around forever. And They put out a lot of music year to year. They've been together. I don't know exactly how long they've been together. Let's just say for argument's sake, they've been together for roughly 10 plus years. I think it's much more than that. They get together as a band and play together, you know, on a weekly basis. They play on the Front Range at these late night parties and these special events. They really, I don't know if they've ever even played a festival before, but the people that know them are huge fans. They put out a lot of music on, like, if you're a Spotify fan, there's tonnage on Spotify. And they've been playing these, you know, these private parties for years and have had this buzz. And many managers and agents around the country have wanted to sign them, but couldn't sign them because they have families and they have regular jobs. And they really don't have, very similar to the story of Pressing Strings of last year. Whereas Pressing Strings have been around forever, putting out great music, and people that were fans have, you know, not gotten to see them live much and couldn't tour because of family and couldn't sign with an agent or a manager. Well, this is like a breakout summer for Sun Junior. They're going to do our festival, and I think they'll do some other things this summer, which I'm not sure of, but, you know, they're just one of those secret bands that have a buzz and people have been dying to know more about.
All right, Josh. Wait.
Have a chance.
I've got them queued up right here. Which song do you like? We'll give the audience a little taste. Hot Red Summer, Rock, Salt, and Nails, Sugar Love. Ooh, I like the name
Sugar Love. Love is really good. Sugar Love. I have to look at my Spotify to even see.
Okay, we're going to try Sugar Love. Here you go, folks. This is a little Sun Junior for you. I believe. Why are you not playing? Of course. Oh, you know, I wonder if that's not going to work because I've got you on the phone. It's not going
to
come in.
You want me to...
Yeah, we'll play through the phone. No, but people can look it up. Sun Junior is great. And so, I'm pretty excited about Chaparral. And then, of course, we have Shiny Ribs, all three of our headliners, I think, put on really, really compelling shows. They're very different. There's a bit of performance in all of them that really elevates the experience.
I agree thoroughly. They're the type of bands, all three of them, that need to be seen live.
Exactly.
It took me a while. I've seen Daniel Donato now three times, and that trajectory of just his live performance in the three times I've seen him has elevated to, like, levels that I've never seen other bands take before. It's just amazing how they're getting so much tighter and so much jammier. And so, you know, that's why, you know, I want to say that word cosmic, getting more cosmic. Andy Frasco, who I have not seen live yet, actually in person, but watching in his videos, he's wild.
Yeah.
He is wild. What a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Shiny Ribs is definitely a favorite of Palisade. Have played it before. You know, he does that tunnel, that live tunnel. And
he really gets the audience involved.
He really brings it. He was once part of the Gourds. And Shiny Ribs is just one of those live bands that really, really bring it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, he was one of the first bands we booked because we knew, I mean, who knows how long Kevin's going to be out there doing what he's doing. But, man, no one does it as good as this guy. It's a unique experience that is just so fun. He played the Mountain Fair a couple years ago, closed it down. We've had him before. And it's a joyous experience. So that's Sunday night, which, a lot of times people leave. But I've heard more and more people saying they are going to stick around because they want to catch Shiny Ribs. And luckily, it's early enough. The great thing Well, I think one of the great things is that we close down at 8 o'clock at night on Sunday. So even if you're driving up to the Roaring Fork Valley, I mean, it's easy. You're home by 9, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even if you have to make it back to the Front Range, you can make it back to the Front Range. You know, I think Sunday, you know, has been a sleeper day for many years. I mean, Southern Avenue is a really fun act, and having Southern Avenue, bringing that, you know, this Southern, you know, with the Shiny Ribs, that, you know, bringing that Louisiana kind of vibe. And Sun Jr., which their live show is so spectacular. And, you know, the best kept secret about that day is Bronwyn Keith Hines. Don't know who she is, but a lot of people do. She's Grammy nominated. A lot of people now know who she is. You know, she's in the Molly Tuttle. She's a fiddle player in the Molly Tuttle band. Mm-hmm. And her band is amazing. Smoking, I mean, they're young, they're energetic.
She has a very sweet voice. Very, very. Yeah, really good.
She's sweet.
Yeah.
She's just a sweet vibe all in all.
Yeah, she's going to bring a little sweetness to that down and dirty Louisiana vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have going.
Exactly.
So, you know, the other thing that I think really, the festival is a lot more, just like, you know, when you go to Big B's, a lot is about the being at the venue, the space, the community that has grown there. Same with Palisade Bluegrass and Roots. We see a lot of people that come year after year. In fact, I think some of our biggest ticket sales happen before we even announce our lineup. And the reason is the overall whole experience is amazing. I mean, you get great music, but then the location is spectacular, and you only get to camp in this spot only during this festival. Otherwise, it is not available for camping in. And just seeing, like, the moon on the Colorado River and the whole vibe, it's warmer at that location in the evening, so it just gets really lovely. The jams throughout the campgrounds are phenomenal. Last year, we had California Honey Drops. The horn section showed up at a bluegrass jam, and boy, that was really elevated the whole experience beyond belief. It was incredible. You never know. We've had, luckily we get to have our favorites who were part of the festival every year, Rapidgrass back.
Yeah.
And they've put on many a great jam out in the campground or showing up at jams. Big Richard, remember the one year the girls all went out there? Except for the one who fell asleep in my bed.
Yeah, no, I mean, the campground stories are the best. And what happens after hours are legendary. It's really, you know, the music is a big aspect of what this festival is about. But the festival, what it brings, being on the river, that sometimes we get a full moon right over that river. As a matter of fact, we're represented in our logo or our artwork this year.
Done by Brian Colley, I want to mention, Carbondalian, and my co-host.
Yes. Yeah. Brian, are you there?
No, he's getting ready. They have a big opening tonight over at Carbondale Arts. So I'm solo, and Craig Ferguson was supposed to be on, but he got hung up. He just texted me he's not going to make it, which is just leaving us more time, Josh. But it is a great lineup at I tell you, right, Bluegrass, too, and maybe we'll get him on the air some other time. I need to get Allie on to talk about Mountain Fair. But for Palisade, it's also I think the other reason that it's so beloved is there's this whole younger generation, and I am talking like 10-year-olds, that have been coming to the festival, and they love it. It is such a family-centric festival because it's not too big, and we have incredible, like 5 or 6 different bouncy houses, some with water, some with little courses you have to run through, and we got Dizzy Lizzy and Ambassador Finn. And so the kids feel like it's their festival. They feel very free there.
Yeah.
And so sometimes their parents try to do something different. And I have heard of kids that like say, no, we have to go to Patterson. So I love that generation. They're helping us out.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I mean, I think one of the biggest aspects of our festival is the family aspect, and kids, and you know, the kids are under 12, by the way, are free, and we welcome the little ones. The little ones are definitely the heartthrob of the festival.
Yeah, it's great. Now, to completely do at the different end of the spectrum, you know, Palisade is incredibly abundant in libations, one might say. So we do offer a lot of different activities, and there's things people can do on their own, like go wine tasting. There's the farmer's market. I think the Palisade Farmer's Market is considered one of the top 10 farmer's markets in the country. And I think that's the first or second week of it. But there is also all the alcohol we serve there is locally yeah. made, and the people who make it are usually on site, and it's such a joy to be able to work with these true artisans that are creating these kind of things. And we do a bourbon tasting with one of the masters, Davey Leidig. Is that his name?
Yeah, well, let's just go. He can go by Davey. Just Davey. Yeah. But Peach Street Distillers are a great partner. The barrel tastings sell out every year. They have not gone on sale yet. Mm-hmm. We will go on sale any day now, and they do sell out. You know, we only accept 40 attendees per tasting. We do two tastings on Saturday, right in the middle of the day. And once we go on sale, we will announce, of course, via email and social. But it will sell out immediately. It is only 40 attendees per tasting, and it is really interesting. They pull up in a pickup truck. The barrels are in the back of the truck. They literally tap the barrel right in front of the attendees, and they suck a little bit of bourbon out with like a test tube, and it's really a fascinating, you know. I never really drink a lot of bourbon. It's not like I'm a bourbon guy, but every summer, because of our bourbon tastings, I get into a little bourbon each and every summer.
Well, I know you got a lot of gin you got to drink, so good luck. Because they also make good gin there.
They make great vodka too.
Yeah, and this year we have a new event, the Band Scramble, and that's going to be hosted by Carbondale's own Olivia Pevick. And that's going to happen Thursday evening and Friday morning in the campgrounds before the festival even begins. So that should be fun. It's a great way to meet people. We also have jam camp every year, which is Saturday and Sunday morning. We have drum circles. I mean, it's really
a little pond
action. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paddle boarding, bicycling. And if someone's brave enough, they can even try the Palisade Plunge, which that would be a whole day event. You'd miss the festival.
But. Well, that's something I see you doing. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could see me on that plunge. So also, I mean, Mountain Group. So people, let's finish this up. And I will play some music that I've queued up. But if people want to find out or get tickets, you just have to go to palisademusic.com. It's all there, activities, events, how to do camping, how to volunteer. Volunteer slots have been going pretty quickly, but we do still need some. And, you know, it's just a hop, a skip, and a jump from the Roaring Fork Valley. So even if you just come for a day, it's a lovely little getaway. But I say camping for the whole weekend is the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 75% of the people who come usually stay for 3 days. But we welcome everybody. We welcome people stay as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to go on to, you know, you also do some music outside of this. And I do know that you just helped put on Sam Grisman. And
yes.
The word is they're playing tomorrow night at the Aspen Art Museum.
You know, I wish I knew more about it. And
yeah.
I've heard that they are playing. And I wish I had better details to share with everybody. But yes, he is playing tomorrow. It's at the Art Museum. I'm not sure what time. But I'm sure that I wish I could even tell people where to go to find out.
I know. Do you think it's on Aspen? I know. Well, Jeff had called, and the guy was going to call me, and we were going to give some tickets away to let our audience know, but I never heard from him. But I will say I don't think anyone knows, and that's a good little tip for any of you Sam Grisman fans looking for something to do tomorrow night. You just got to track down the situation, though. I'm going to guess you could probably just show up there and get a ticket.
So I just went online to look it up,
mm-hmm.
and it is tomorrow, and it's part of World Pro Ski Tour event,
mm-hmm.
and tickets, you do have to have tickets, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and VIP is 100, general admission is 75, it starts at 6 o'clock, and it goes till 10 o'clock. I just looked it up online.
Okay, good job, good job.
Yeah,
I think I'll hire you.
I got to say that the Sam Grisman show at the Wheeler
mm-hmm.
was outstanding.
It was. It was so fun, especially your introduction. But the whole show was just so sweet and just felt like you were in their living room and he was just you were just part of the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's he's got a good thing going. It's great acoustic music, following in his father's footsteps for sure. It's wonderful, and anytime that you can grab a Sam Grisman show, I would suggest grabbing it.
All right, and is there any other music coming up that you're excited about? I'm excited about California Honey Drops at the Belly Up, even though I have yet to buy tickets, but
yeah, I mean, I'm going to Big Sam tonight at the New Jazz Center.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
So go to see Big Sam. That's always a great show. And if you haven't been to the Jazz Center,
it's
outstanding. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm waiting for you to invite me.
Okay, I'm inviting you. And tomorrow, I don't know if everyone remembers the days of Cameron Williams and Jez Crew, but Jez Crew is playing tomorrow at Home Team.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good time, so I'll be going to that as well. And then Wheeler Associates is presenting a show June 4th at the Wheeler Opera House, Rodney Crowell.
Yeah,
solo.
Big one.
Solo. So that's always, I mean, Rodney's played the Wheeler before. I'm just a huge fan of Rodney. I won't be there, unfortunately, because I'll be with you in Palisade. But here in town, I would grab a ticket to that as well. You can't go wrong with Rodney Crowell. One of the greatest, I put him on the level. Well, he was married to Johnny Cash's daughter, Roseanne, for a while. But I put him on that level of a Johnny Cash. I just love him.
Well, that is awesome. Awesome. Well, it is fun to talk with you like this. And I'm pretty excited. I'm going to play a little Sun Junior when we hang up. Hopefully more snow is falling up there and you'll get to ski tomorrow.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'll be up there. I'll see you guys. I'll see whoever's listening. I'll see you on the hill tomorrow.
All right, everybody. PalisadeMusic.com. Thanks, Josh.
And if I don't see you on the hill tomorrow, I'll see you in Palisade.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Craig Ferguson got hung up, so we didn't get to talk to him. But hopefully we'll get Allie on here soon and find out what's happening at Mountain Fair and lots of other summer music coming up, and we'd love to let you all in on it. It is First Fridays in Carbondale, so lots going out in the streets tonight. I believe there is a fire twirling at 6:30 and 7, or right around then, and don't let that kind of damp weather keep you in. We are a community that can rally. Everybody, enjoy the moisture as it comes and have a great weekend. Here is a little Sun Junior for you.
Stop.